Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is When Ghosts Come Home by Wiley Cash, published by Faber & Faber in 2021. Today's book is about a crashed plane, local politics, and broken families. In the small town of Oak Island in North Carolina, Sheriff Winston is up for re-election, and his wife is unfortunately battling cancer. Late one night, a plane flies low overhead, and Winston gets up to investigate. At the airport, he finds a hastily landed airplane stripped of its cargo and a dead body with a gunshot wound. Suspecting a drug deal, Winston begins his investigation, but when he recognizes the dead man, the son of a local schoolteacher, he begins to worry about how the town will react. The dead man is black, and racial tensions simmer in the town just below the surface. Winston is competing against an arrogant property developer for the job as sheriff. The property developer is already known for his racist views and jumps all over the opportunity to blame the local black community for drug dealing. And then the FBI get involved to investigate the plane. Meanwhile, Winston's daughter Colleen arrives home unexpectedly, leaving her husband in Dallas. Having recently lost her first baby, Colleen is grieving and has come back to her hometown, unsure what to do with her life. Colleen also knew the dead man from high school, and she's drawn into the crash plane mystery as tensions escalate and it looks like her father will lose his job. When Ghosts Come Home is a beautifully written family saga thriller. Not only are there drug deals, gun battles, and abandoned planes with FBI agents, but there is grief, fear, and regret. Sheriff Winston is a man on the cusp of losing everything. If he doesn't win the election, he'll lose his job and his health benefits, and who will pay for his wife's medical care then? If the property developer becomes sheriff, what will happen to the town of Oak Island? Will the bad old days of white supremacy come back to haunt the black residents? Winston is in fear for himself as well as the community he served for 20 years, and then there are his concerns for his daughter. Colleen is barely functioning after the death of her child. She drinks all night and is withdrawn from life and her husband. Without a word to him, she catches a plane home to her parents to get space and time to think. Her whole life is in turmoil and she doesn't know who she is anymore, but her father enlists her to help with the widow of the dead man. Now, When Ghosts Come Home is a thriller with a story of Winston, Colleen and the dead man's family are more prominent than the crime itself. The characters, both good and bad, are relatable and heart-rending. And yet, as the book reaches its climax, the twists are both unexpected and excellent, and pack an even bigger punch because the reader has spent so much time getting to know them. So if you like character-driven thrillers, 1980s North Carolina, societal tensions, fathers and daughters, and mysterious planes, you might like When Ghosts Come Home by Wiley Cash. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.